Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Espresso Corner. I'm Stuart.
And I'm Kevin.
And today we're going to be talking about fasting.
All right.
And sort of our personal experiences with that. And a little bit as to why we participate in fasting.
Yeah. Well, you recently went on a really long fast. So yeah. I do want to pick your brain about that. But there are... Before we kind of get into that, I feel like... For some of you guys who don't know what fasting is.
Let's kind of define what fasting is for those that aren't too familiar.
So essentially, fasting is just not eating for a certain amount of time, right? There are some religious, spiritual practices that do fasting, right? Like Ramadan, etc., right? Mm-hmm. I know in Buddhist beliefs, they practice fasting as well. But there are a lot of great health benefits for fasting. A very common one is intermittent fasting. So you just... let's just say skip breakfast or skip a meal a day and you fast for about 16 hours and you eat within an 8-hour window. And, you know, benefits include like, you know, weight loss, you know, fat burning,
cognitive function, things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you went on a 3-day fast.
Yeah. So it was essentially a 72-hour fast.
Yeah.
And I don't recommend this for people who are new to fasting or who aren't too familiar with it, because it's really, really tough on the body and also mentally. But I'm kind of like you. I've been, you know, practicing intermittent fasting where you eat in a small window of time, maybe once or twice a day.
Yeah.
And so I thought it would be a pretty cool mental challenge and like a social experiment to try out like a 72-hour fast, just to see, one, if I can actually do it, and two, what will happen to my body in that process. And I've got to give credit to this guy, this famous YouTuber called Thomas Delore. I think that's his name.
He's got shout out Thomas.
Shout out to Thomas Delore if you ever get a chance to see this. But he's like pretty much the godfather of like fitness and intermittent fasting and was basically like fasting in general. And he kind of talks about how when the body goes beyond a 24-hour fast, sometimes even beyond a 48-hour fast, the process that burns fat, otherwise known as ketosis, goes into like overdrive. I can't remember the exact numbers, but for some magical reason, it exceeds like 10-fold or like 20-fold of what you can originally exceed in a smaller window of fast.
I think it's like a 24-hour period. It shoots up like over 1,000% or something like that.
It skyrockets tenfold or something like that. And I wanted to see like, okay, what kind of health benefits can happen from that? Or like, will it feel detrimental? And some of the other things he kind of points out other than the fat burning process is also called, I think it's called autophagy. So have you ever heard of autophagy?
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of like, when your body uses its own cells, essentially. It recycles its own dead, inefficient cells as a source of fuel. So it's almost like your body's smart enough to cannibalize itself.
It's like doing a self-cleanse.
It's like a self-purification. Yeah, the body does pretty amazing things if you just let it act on its own. Sometimes you don't have to intervene with it. It'll just naturally kick in its own processes.
Right.
And one of the other benefits I think that comes out of it is it also kind of resets your brain and your functions a little bit, because your brain starts utilizing, I guess, more fats as opposed to like glycogen, which is normally what your body uses if you're eating constantly and not in a fasted window. And so glycogen is basically a fuel source. I think it's derived from like eating carbohydrates and sugars. And so we're accustomed to, you know, the FDA food pyramid, right? We've all been taught as kids that on the bottom of the pyramid is the food group that you eat the most, which is carbohydrates. Correct. And all this stuff. And then the one part that they did get right is you want to put sugar as the least amount. You know, but ironically, you kind of flip the rest of the pyramid on its head in that you do consume a little bit more fat and a little bit more like proteins in substitute for the carbs.
Sure.
And so when you do that, you don't have these like level dips and spikes like you normally would when you eat a lot of carbs or eat consistently.
Correct.
And so I'm just going to get to like what I felt, I guess, on day one.
Yeah. Well, so just so people are aware, cause I thought this was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
How many, cause you went in, like, why did you do the 3-day fast?
Yeah.
And like, what were the results from that?
Yeah, actually,
what are the results you were hoping for?
Let's take a step back and give a little bit of context. Yeah. Like, you and I, we went to a friend's birthday party. Yeah. Shout out to Kyle.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your 25th birthday. Yeah. And we basically had a good time, you know, had a lot of drinks, a lot of food. And I went back home that night with my girlfriend, and I stepped on the scale, and I was like, this can't be right. Like,
well, right after a night of drinking. You're not going to see something you like there.
I don't. Like, but it was just like, I don't know what compelled me, but I stepped on the scale and I was like, wow, dude, like, you are at like a threshold of weight that you're just not, you've never been at. Like, my whole life, I've not been over like 175,
mm-hmm.
you know, even at my, like, when I was like really little, like 5'2" or something like that.
Sure.
But I was like, yeah, this is getting a little bit out of hand, and like, you got to take some corrective action before you really, really pass that threshold.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was like, you know, I need to like tone it down and just control myself. So I start out with the basics, just, you know, control your calorie intake and just exercise a little bit more daily. But then about a week in, I looked at Thomas's video and I was kind of like, whoa, what is this 72-hour fast? So I was like, I've been doing intermittent fasting this whole time, but like, I've never really looked into like the possibility of not eating for a long ass period of time.
Yeah. You know?
And then in that 3-day fast, I think I went from, 165 down to 158 pounds.
Wow.
So 7 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, now, I know a lot of people watching this will probably be saying like, well, yeah, most of that weight's just water weight that you lost, you know,
or sure.
like you just lost a bunch of muscle mass and whatnot. But the scale that I was using to measure myself actually takes measurements of like all your body's metrics, like your composition.
Oh, wow.
And it charts it kind of like a graph, like a trend graph, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of see like, oh wow, like, yes, the weight's dropping, but I can also see like water content and also body fat percentage.
Interesting.
And the funny thing was the water percentage content stayed the same, if not went higher,
because you were just drinking water the whole time.
I was drinking water. I was also drinking Balance Boost as well, because you can actually drink, you know, coffee or tea or a mixture of both when you're in a fast, because it doesn't really break the fast because it doesn't have any calories.
Got it. You know? Yeah.
I was also ingesting a little bit of salt. So for those that don't know, like, why would you ingest salt?
Sure.
You know, it's because like the body actually needs quite a bit of sodium in order to have its regular bodily functions. And I've noticed that like when I don't ingest salt, I feel really lethargic. And,
really?
And like I feel lightheaded. You know when you stand up real quick?
Yeah.
And then you feel like you have a lack of oxygen circling in your head. Like I felt that especially when like blood pressure levels weren't stable. And I noticed that
during your fast.
Yes. Yeah. And I noticed that as soon as I took a pinch of like salt, like Himalayan salt, not the highly like modified kind of like Morton salt, but like real organic salt, I felt like the brain function like
started to come back,
came back a little bit. And like, I was able to control like my water retention a little bit more better, because without salt, you lose a lot of sodium. And your body's trying to do whatever it can to hold on to whatever water it can.
I see.
So it kind of like goes out of whack. So I think in a fast as long as 72 hours, it's not a bad idea to not only get like coffee and tea, but also a little bit of salt to maintain like mental function.
Yeah.
Just basic bodily functions.
Yeah. I haven't done like a fast as long as 3 days. I do intermittent fasting every day. But something that I do find, if you guys are planning to fast, is when you drink either coffee or tea or the blend of both, right? It actually really helps suppress the hunger, especially if you're just starting. And like, it typically can help you get to like 1, 2, or 3 o'clock very easily if you're like really consumed in work and you're just like drinking like coffee, you know, water or coffee, tea, whatever. It really helps with suppressing the appetite. When you passed your first day, like, was hunger still there? Or like, what was kind of the feeling that you still had when you were on the 3-day fast?
I'm not going to lie. The first day was probably the hardest day, because your body's used to like, hey, you ate yesterday at like 5 p.m. Like, why aren't you feeding me at 5 p.m. today? So your body's like fighting you and growling at you. And like, my stomach was like churning and turning.
Did you feel any like this is good enough, like you wanted to eat, or what was going on in your head?
I'm not gonna lie, the temptation to just fold and like give in was like maybe on a scale of 1 through 10, maybe like an 8.
Wow.
Like an 8. And I'd say that like 10 being like, I'll eat anything. I'll eat like expired frozen food at this point. All right. 1 being like, I don't want to touch anything. I don't even want to think about food. So I was at like an 8.
Yeah.
And I just kept reminding myself like, well, why are you doing this? It's like, you've already put in 24 hours, right? You're a third of the way through. It seems like a long way to go. But if you can just tough it out for another hour or two, and if the hunger subsides, like, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And that's really interesting, is because you have a window of hunger, and then after it subsides, you actually don't feel hungry after that window.
That's interesting. Wow. So, like, did this, like, feeling, that period of hunger during that 1 or 2 hours happen every single day? Because I'm thinking about it right now, too. It's like, I heard after, let's say, 2 days, you start to not feel hunger.
It's sporadic.
Like, yeah.
The weird thing about hour 24 to hour 48, at least for me personally, is I would actually have more episodes of hunger throughout the day.
Mm.
But they weren't as severe as that first 24-hour wall that I was trying to break. I don't know if it was psychological, because I feel like it also is, because you're like, dude, I've never gone beyond 24 hours. I'm kind of scared.
Right? Yeah.
My body needs food.
Yeah.
But then you just kind of tell your body to calm down. You realize, like, fuck that. You don't need food. Like,
yeah.
you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, just make sure you get your fluids, and then make sure you have enough sodium.
Did you stay at home all day, or what were you doing?
I actually, believe it or not, I had a light walk earlier on that day, and later on that evening, I went to like a group tennis lesson.
Oh, wow.
But I did not expend myself as much as maybe I normally would. And here's my advice, is like,
did you feel lightheaded when you were doing that? Or
I felt my heart palpitating like when I was playing.
Wow.
But I wasn't even pushing myself hard. But it was a weird kind of palpitating. You know when you can feel your heart beat in your chest like really hard?
Sure.
It would like feel like that for maybe 5-10 seconds. And it would go away.
Huh.
It would go away. Like, it's not like a feeling of, like, you're not able to breathe. I was breathing just fine. But you can definitely feel the heart, like, just working harder to pump blood,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get circulation through your body.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird thing is, like, after I finished exercising on that 24-hour fast that first day, I didn't feel tired necessarily. Mm-hmm. You would think that, dude, you're starved, you don't have food, and you just put yourself through exercise today, like, you're going to be like super, super tired and drained. But ironically, I had problems sleeping the first night. And I think it had to do with the hunger.
Okay.
Like,
you couldn't sleep?
I could sleep, but I would wake up in the middle of the night a couple times and I'd feel a little bit of hunger. Mm. So I'm really not making this sound very appealing for those trying to embark on this. But don't do what I did, all right? Like, don't try to exercise, at least not strenuously. If you're on day one, you know, if you're like closing in on day three, you know, I think you can kind of do light exercise, but nothing too intense, like nothing over like 120 BPM, like for your heart, you know, or like 140.
Yeah.
You know, try to keep it under 100 if you can. But moving on to day two, I had more small periods of like hunger throughout the day, but it wasn't as bad as like day one.
I see.
Yeah. And then I would basically just tell myself that, you know, you're more than halfway there now.
Yeah.
You know, so like if you give up now, you would have basically wasted 50 to like you know, 40 to 60 hours of like effort if you were to just give up now.
Yeah.
Right. And kind of like you mentioned earlier, once you pass 48 hours, your body kind of like, I don't know if it necessarily shuts down, but it kind of gets acclimated, and it kind of doesn't need food as much as it did before you started the fast. It kind of like knows that, like, all right, I don't really know when I'm gonna get food, and so the craving for food kind of goes away. It's kind of creepy, it's kind of weird. So if you can make it past day two, I think day three becomes a lot easier, and then if you want to really push it beyond that, you can, but I don't think it's really necessary for like the health benefits.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, that's super interesting, man. I definitely gotta try that. How did you break your fast? What was the first meal that you had after the 3 days? Because I feel like that's almost as important as the fast itself, because if like you just go in, you could really hurt your stomach.
Yes. Yeah. I would take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
And no pun intended. I was having salt the entire time. But the most important thing about, I think, a fast, especially a long fast, is not just how you leave the fast, but also how you enter the fast.
Mm.
So you don't want to enter or leave, break your fast with like a high carbohydrate diet. Mm-hmm. Like the last thing you want to do is eat like two plates of pasta with like marinara sauce, you know, or like five donuts, right? Or like a bunch of French fries or mashed potatoes. Like that's just going to blow your insulin levels out of whack.
Yeah.
You know, your like blood sugar levels are going to be like, what the hell is going on? Like,
yeah.
I hadn't eaten food like for days.
And now,
now you're just going to inject me with like pure sugar. Like, dude, your body's not going to respond well to that. And if anything, I think your body's going to latch on to the glycogen nutrients much more because it's like, dude, I need to do whatever I can to store this like energy as fat because I don't know when my next meal is going to be.
Yeah.
You know,
and your metabolism really slows down.
And there's nothing wrong with your body, you know, but I think a good way to break it is to eat like a light meal.
Mm-hmm.
One, don't have a huge portion because your gut actually needs time to readjust to digest food. It actually doesn't digest food as well as it does after you've extended like a period of fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke my fast with just a lean meat, like just a lean steak, or you can do chicken or whatever kind of protein, and like very, very minimal seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's in your best interest to introduce too much at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like something simple, maybe even like a poached egg or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just very, very simple. A little bit of fat, very lean meat, but little to no carbohydrates.
Mm.
And then after that evening, like after the 72-hour fast, you eat that evening, the next morning, you can kind of slowly resume your normal eating, but just in a smaller portion until you're like 2-3 meals in.
Mm.
Then you can resume regular eating.
Interesting. As a random side note, I actually went vegan.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been vegan for a week now.
Oh, crap. So you're no longer pescatarian.
I'm no longer pescatarian.
How's that going?
It's pretty amazing, to be honest. I'll probably go into it maybe in some future episodes because I don't want the whole episode to be about like my journey into veganism.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys are interested, I watched this interview called What the Health, and that kind of put me on this whole like journey of like trying to figure out diet, what's right for me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways... so now I do intermittent fasting every day, right? And the way I break my fast now is just with juice. So, and I feel amazing when I just blend veggies together, blueberries.
Okay, I was going to ask, like orange juice or like your own mixture of juice?
My own. So like I just have a blender, right? And I just put in maybe some mixed greens. I just throw a bunch in there. Like I don't think I eat that many greens.
Mm.
But the fact that you just blend it makes it so easy to eat. And then you just put in maybe some blueberries, some bananas. You can put in oat milk. You can put in coconut milk, almond milk, whatever like floats your boat. You just blend it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very nice light meal. You get all the nutrients that you need. Because the thing with me is like right when I break my fast typically, which is around like 12:30 or 1, I feel super tired, especially if it's like a heavy carbohydrate lunch or if it's like something that's really heavy. I start to feel like, my mind slows down because it's focusing on trying to digest all the food in my stomach.
Mm.
And like, I'm just not as focused as I normally am in the morning. So I feel like if you just ease yourself into that, then just like your dinner meal every day, you make it really like eat whatever the heck you want because you only drank a smoothie that day.
Yeah.
You keep your calories very consistent. That's one thing I love about fasting is like, it's so hard to overeat when you do intermittent fasting.
Yeah, you can eat to your heart's content and you probably won't go over your calories because you can only shove so much food down
in
one session.
Exactly. Yeah. And once you get used to it, like you just eat a light lunch, then eat whatever the heck you want. Obviously, you still want to be healthy. You still want to have your nutrition. But, I mean, you can almost literally eat as many calories and eat to your heart's content and just knock out right after.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like...
Yeah, I think this whole conception that you need to have multiple meals a day... is not really necessary. You know, I know we've been taught that like you've got to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, in that order. But what got me really into thinking about fasting and like this prolonged fasting was I had a thought one day, which is like, you know, we weren't always an agricultural species, like as humans, right? Like what have we been like for like millions of years? You know, on the planet, we've been basically hunter and gatherers.
Yeah.
And back in the hunter gatherer days, like if you didn't get any hunts or any kills that day,
you ain't eating.
You ain't eating, right?
Yeah, you ain't eating.
Like you're done, dude.
Yeah.
But like, what happens when you do get the hunt? You do get the kill. Are you really getting any carbohydrates?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
You're just getting proteins and fats. And I just thought, like, well, if we've been doing that for millions of years, like, I'm pretty sure our body can acclimate to that, you know, if we just reintroduce that fasting to it, to kind of put yourself through a challenge. But I think, all in all, if not for the health benefits, do it for the mental challenge. Like, kind of challenge yourself mentally to see if you can, if you have the willpower, I guess, the discipline to try something like that.
I 100% agree with that. I think with fasting, it's almost like your body will have urges and temptations, but you're using your mind to fight those. And in the beginning, it will be hard, right? Because you're expending a lot of mental energy to fight those urges.
Mm.
But once you make it into a routine and a habit, like, there are a lot of great health benefits to it. And also, at the same time, it's like you're training yourself to say, like, hey, like, I'm going to tell my body what to do, not my body tell me what to do.
I'm not going to be in control of the urges.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, man. I mean, any other things you want to add on the topic of fasting?
I mean, the only thing I would say is make sure you do your own research. Again, this is my personal journey.
Yeah.
We're by no means like physicians or doctors.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you do embark on it and you approach it strategically, you can have pretty nice health benefits as well, and as well as like a good amount of fat loss.
For sure. You know, you definitely want to consult with a certified physician.
Yeah.
Right? We're not recommending you guys to take a 3-day fast out of nowhere. You want to make sure to talk to someone who is certified to make sure this is the right thing for you before you embark on that.
Yeah, maybe even try baby steps. You know, start with 24.
Yeah.
24 is good. Maybe then you try 48. 48 is good. Then you can up it to like 72.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, thanks for listening to this episode on fasting. If you try it, let us know in the comments below. If you enjoyed this episode, you found a lot of value in it, you thought it was interesting, Stuart and I would really appreciate if you subscribed and shared it with a friend. It really helps us grow and find more people like yourself. We want to build a community around some like-minded individuals.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Thank you, guys.